It's Macy's 4th of July mattress sale with the lowest prices of the season from Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, iComfort, and more. Shop specials now through Tuesday. Plus, get free delivery and setup with a minimum mattress purchase of $787. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's 4th of July mattress sale. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
The masses, men of every birth, born and after, Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry. Oh.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. We welcome you to Glory United Ministries, the program of the evening. You're listening now to Benny Cummings. As soon as that song ends, the next voice you will hear will be that of our beloved Pastor Benjamin, who will then explain the order of the service and perform whatever introductions will occur. So she will be our host for the evening. Now, I will be opening your mics, Pastor Benjamin, Pastor Thomas, and the soloists. So please make certain there's no noise in the background. Thank you.
Unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Oh, we thank God for another day that the Lord hath made. Why don't somebody help us lift up the Savior for men to see? Oh, I am excited about this Monday evening. I have a dear, dear friend who is on board with me. I tell you, she's a little woman, but she is a powerful little woman. I have dined at her house. I have slept at her house. We have danced in church half the night away. I tell you, she was responsible for me to be under the Bishop Hal J. Benjamin. She introduced me to that facility there. And I tell you, we had not church, but we had church. And I tell you, her husband, I sure wish he was with us on tonight to grace us with that solo. But However, he is gone on home to be with the Lord, but her sister is still with us. Oh, bless his name. Now, before I introduce her sister, I want to introduce to those of you who may not know our dear precious sister, Dr. Mary Thomas, better known as my friend, Dr. Mary Thomas, out of Chester, Pennsylvania. And I'm so glad that she graciously accepted the invitation from Glory United Ministry. I preached a sermon at her church once in Pennsylvania, there in Chester, and the sermon was how long? And her little four-year-old granddaughter said, Grandma, she said, how long? Not long. So we thank God that even the babies, if they're in the room, they pay attention to what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Now, without any further ado, her sister is also a friend of mine. Dr. Mary, when I met her, she was calling her sister the Shirley Caesar of their family. Oh, bless his name. And Sister Vivian and I had a lot of fun together. And we are in ministry as well. I want to bring her forward right now. After she sings, then the mic and the service is in the hands of our dear Dr. Mary Thomas. So we don't want to prolong it any longer. I would like for Evangelist Vivian Coley to prepare to sing the sermonic solo. And as the doctor had instructed us, please, please, no noise. Please, no noise. We only want to hear the voice of Madam Libby. God bless you, Evangelist. Evangelist Libby, your mic is open.
How about now?
Evangelist Libby, can you hear me? Well, she's having a problem. I don't want to skip her solo. Dr. Mary, can you hear me?
Yes, praise the Lord. I'm here.
The service is now in your hands.
Come on, let's begin to bless the Lord. Come on. Come on, let's begin to bless him. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. We know when God go to blessing, the devil go to messing. Evangelist was ready to go forth in the song. God had gave her a song in her belly, and then the devil comes to try to snatch her. But we still got the victory. How many know we got the victory? Come on. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Certainly, I want to honor the Lord for being on Blog Talk Radio with the precious saints of God, Dr. Moore and Pastor Benjamin, who I love, a woman of God that walks in her own right. We've cried together. We've danced together. She told the story before I could write it. But we've danced together. We ate together, laughed together. And I truly can say tonight that a friend will stick closer than a brother. And this woman of God has seen me travail through some tough times. And when you're serving God, you have to have tough, because the enemy goes to and fro seeking who he may devour. So I honor them tonight for giving me the opportunity and the privilege. I count it as an honor. Anytime we get an opportunity to speak a word for the Lord, we should count it as an honor, because it's not that we're speaking about ourselves, but we're exalting the name of Jesus. So I count it an honor and a privilege to go forth in the word. Now, I love the word of God, because those people who think they can make it off the shelf, I like to shake hands with you. And those who want to think that they can make it off of speaking in tongues, I like to commend you. But it's going to take the word of God. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word will never fail. And I got saved off the word, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that with fire off the word. And I tell you, I love the opportunity to speak the word, because tonight, even on the radio, somebody need a word from the Lord. And I thank God that God has given me through these great friends of mine an opportunity to bring you a word from the Lord. I get a joy when I think about how the world was formed and how the world was made off of the word of God. All God said, let there be, and it was so. And we're here because it was so. And so I thank God for the word. I love David when he said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So I honored to the Lord tonight for giving me an opportunity to speak the word. You'll find me, and God gave me this word today, and I was walking around the house, and you know how we do. We say, God, speak, I hear, speak, I hear. Well, I heard God, but he said three different words, and as I was preparing for the sermon tonight, God said, don't write. He said, take that word and meditate, like he told Joshua. Take the word and meditate on it both day and night. And I began to meditate on the thing that drew me from the beginning of a young girl to this Christ, to this word of God, to be saved. I have a desire to be saved. I have no other desire tonight other than to be saved, baptized, filled with his precious Holy Ghost. And I'm running for my life, and I'm not tired yet. You'll find me tonight in Mark, the 5th chapter, and around about the 25th verse. And it reads, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had. Now, the girlfriend had to be mad. She had spent all that she had. It says, the word of God says, she had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. Now, does that sound like it's time to get your nails did, your hair did, and everything did? Girlfriend has everything that she had trying to get better. But how many times you know, except the Lord build the house, come on, somebody, its labor is in vain, and even those who watch for it. So the Bible depicts that she had spent all that she had, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. She even knew that if I could just touch the hem, she didn't ask him to touch her. She didn't ask to call for Bishop Jacob or anybody. She said, she made that thing a personal. See, we so busy trying to get the top notch to come to touch us. But tonight I want you to draw focus that if only you could touch him tonight. Come on. And who is him? Jesus. There's healing in the wings of his garment. Come on, somebody. And I said, God, okay, how do I get a text out of that? And the Lord said, what's holding you? Come on. What's holding you? Look at somebody. Call somebody up and ask them, what's holding you? Is it your faith in God or is it your position in the church? The Bible did not depict that this woman was a missionary. It didn't say she was an evangelist. Didn't even say she was a preacher. It said a certain woman. Amen. And I really want to call your attention tonight to that topic. What's holding you? And by the time we get finished with this word, you're going to get off in this air and you're going to ask that question. What's holding me? Is it my faith? Or is it my belief? Come on, because we know it was faith that made her, to motivated her to want to touch the hem of his garment. Amen. She knew if I get close enough, somebody shout close enough. If I can get close enough just to touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. She made herself whole by her faith motivating her to touch the hem of his garment. It's kind of hard to get close to Jesus in these last hours. But if you really got a press in your spirit, if you're really tired of the devil beating you and robbing you and wrecking your home, come on, somebody. Some of us are not sleeping well. Some of us are going through trials and tribulation. It's all right to go through, because Jesus said, man that is born of a woman, but for a few days are full of trouble. So it's okay to go through trouble. But this woman wanted to just touch him. And so the Bible says she heard about Jesus. She came up from behind him. No doubt the reason why I believe, and I think the word says it, the reason why she came up behind him was because of the crowd. They were throbbing him. They were all around him and pulling at him. And this is Jesus that I'm talking about. I would love to trade places with this woman just to come into his presence. David said, in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Come on, somebody. And pleasure at his right hand forevermore. So she came up from behind him. You would better watch it how you come up behind people nowadays, because, honey, they'll pull out a bang bang and they'll pull out something and they will hurt you. But this woman, she knew that if I could get close to Jesus, the Bible depicts that she came behind him in the crowd and she touched his garment. She didn't touch his flesh, but she touched his garment. Anything that Jesus got healing in it. Come on. If you touch his robe, it's healing. If you touch the back of the sack on his robe, there's healing. There's healing in the garment. Come on, somebody. There's healing at the altar. There's healing tonight for you, for me, for the body of Christ. All we've got to do is just get close to Jesus and touch the hem of his garment. Somebody ought to say yes. Come on. Somebody ought to say yes. If I could just touch him tonight, her faith made a whole. What's holding you tonight? Is it your faith or is it your position? Come on, somebody. Because the Bible says in Hebrews that we must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Come on, seek him tonight while he may be found. Touch him. You can touch him through the word. You can touch him by being on this radio and hearing that word. You can touch him tonight when you go to bed. Touch where you're aching at, where you got a pain at. Touch your checkbook. Come on, somebody. Touch your bills and say they're going to be made whole. Come on, somebody. And the woman came up in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be well. She had enough faith to know that this is a Messiah that was prophesied by the prophet Joel over 200 years ago, that there would come a man mighty than one, mighty man of God, and that he would have healing in his garment. And so she heard about that. No doubt her mother was a praying mother. No doubt that she read her word. Didn't say she was a choir director. Didn't say she was a church mother. But it called her a certain woman, which means she was esteemed. She had position somewhere. And so she touched the hem of his garment. And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that affliction. Come on, somebody. David said, many, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall heal them all. This woman wanted to be healed. She didn't care what it cost her. She was tired of that issue of blood. Aren't you tired tonight of going through the same old, same old? 1 minute up, 1 minute down, 1 minute level, to the ground. Aren't you tired tonight of that wavering son that will disrespect you after you done all you can and as much as you can? Aren't you tired tonight of looking in your cupboard and you're down to nothing? I challenge you to night, when I asked that question early, what's holding you? Get you a pencil and get you a pad, and you write down what you need from God tonight, because it's in the hem of his garment, it's in his clothes. He's the same today, yesterday. yesterday, and forevermore. He said, I change is not. He said, come unto me, all that's heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. God wants you to touch him tonight. Come on, somebody. What's holding you? This can't be a church membership. There's no guarantee to the kingdom. It can be your title. That's no guarantee to the kingdom. It's got to be from Jesus, because everything he got work. Faith does work. The Bible said in Hebrew, it's impossible. It's impossible. It didn't say maybe, but it said without faith, it's impossible to please God, because you must first believe that he is a rewarder. He's a rewarder tonight, and he will reward you. He's a rewarder of them. He didn't say they, but he said them. Because tonight you got to know what's holding you. When you done tried all you can, and you can't cry no more. When you done cried all you know how, and you got nothing left. What's holding you? Will you touch him tonight? Will you touch him tonight? Will you be like that certain woman with the issue of blood and said in her heart, she didn't have a crowd, she didn't have a mic, she didn't have a position, she didn't have a title, but she said, if I could just touch, touch him tonight, somebody in the radio, touch him tonight. And how we touch him, we touch that word, because in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and the word became flesh, and it dwelt among men. When you touch him tonight, right where you're at, find something of Jesus to touch. Get your Bible basic instructions before leaving this earth and touch it, because when you touch that word, you touching him. When you touch his garment, you touching him. If I could just touch, if I could just touch, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, a little piece of garment, it won't take much. It didn't take much to make a hole. And meeting in a fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt that in her, she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus immediately knowing right away, if somebody touched you right away, you will know somebody had the hands on you. The Bible said in the 33rd verse, and Jesus immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him. She touched him mighty hard. Somebody need a touch tonight. Pull on it until you get your breakthrough. Don't let go. Pull on it until you get your healing. He said, I've got healing in my garment. And we can say like Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Somebody say yes. Tell the Lord yes. And Jesus immediately, right away, he, the virtue began to leave his body. There's no doubt that the woman was pulling on it. Sometimes you got to pull on Jesus. What's holding you tonight? Sometimes you got to pull on it when it don't look like it's working. Sometimes you got to pull on it when it don't seem like it's working. I'm a witness tonight. I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. I've had some hills to climb. But when I look around, And I began to think things over. I can truly say that I touched him one day, and I've been touching him ever since. When I get so I can't get nobody on the phone, I go to my secret closet, and I shut the door, and I talk to my father just as much as I please, and I feel immediately my help begin to come. When I look, my cloudy days are gone. How many can say that tonight, that I touched him one day, and something that fled my soul? Hallelujah. And the 31st says, and immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and say, who touched my clothes? It was something about that touch. Tonight, I'm challenging you tonight, what's holding you? Don't let nothing stop you for touching Jesus. Touch him in the nighttime. Touch him in the morning. Touch him in the noonday. Touch him when the sun is going down. He said, the power is leaving out of me. Virtue means power. And if you ain't got no dunamis power, that devil will trick you. He would tell you, ain't nothing to that. Ain't nothing to the story. He's still trying to deceive nature. He's still going to and fro, seeking who made the vow. And so the Bible said in the 31st verse, but his disciples said to him, you see the multitude is driving you. They were pressing against him. And how dare you ask the question, what, who touched you? But it was something about this woman's touch. And that's what we need to say tonight. I need a touch tonight. I need to touch him tonight. I need to get me allergy and get down and don't stop praying. The Lord is not. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. The Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying. He'll answer you. Somebody need a touch so the virtue can leave Jesus and come in you. Come on, somebody. Won't he do it tonight? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? And the woman and Jesus said, and his disciples said, and you say, who touched you? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. He knew it was a her, because there was something about us women. When we touch God, we touch him with everything that we got. We pull on to the horns of the altar. I'm an altar baby. When I was at Ranger's Temple and got filled with the precious Holy Ghost, nobody had to tell me where I had it. It was something about, I felt like singing. I felt like shouting. I felt like dancing. Come on, somebody. Jesus knew it was a woman, because it was something about a woman. When you get desperate, you'll pull on to the horns of God. You'll keep on praying until you get a breakthrough. You'll keep on fasting until you feel his presence. Somebody shout, Jesus, I want to touch tonight. I know what's holding me. It's in my faith in you. It's in your garment tonight. I need a touch from you, Lord, so my wayward son can come home. I need a touch from you, God, until my body is healed. God, you're the God of cancer. You're the God of diabetic. You're the God of lupus. There's nothing too hard for God. I dare you tonight to touch him. I dare you tonight to be honest with yourself, and don't pretend that you got it, because if you got it, you will know that you got it. We sing a song, I got it, I got it. Something about the Holy Ghost that I don't understand, but I got it tonight. Come on, somebody. And in the 32nd verse, and he looked around to see her, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what she had done, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. You can't tell God what you think you want to tell him, but you got to tell him the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Some of us will go to court and we'll put our hand up for oath, and the judge asks you, do you promise to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Well, this woman knew she had to tell him the truth, because let me tell you, the truth will set you free. The truth will get doors open that have been closed on you. I'm a witness to that. The truth will bring your wandering daughter back home. The truth will help you when nothing else won't do. The truth will heal your body. You got to keep on taking it until you make it. Come on, somebody. And she said, she told him the whole truth. And Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed from your affliction. Come on, somebody. Tonight I'm challenging you. Touch him so you can be made whole. He desires for you to be made whole. You don't have to go back to Lodabar. You don't have to be without, because the whole earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And I thank God for once again for this word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I'm like that woman. I want to be made whole, completely whole. I'm whole tonight, but there's some more growing. Come on. There's some more pain, birthing pain that we got to go through. Don't you think you have arrived? Come on, somebody, because we all need a touch tonight. God bless you tonight. The lines is open for those that want to call in, those that have a prayer request. Come on, the Bible said, don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. The Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying. He'll answer you. God bless you tonight. Looking forward to speaking to you again. My name, your truly, Dr. Mary M. Thomas. I'm your girl. God bless you.
Amen. Come on and say praise the Lord for the word. What's holding you? Who's holding you back from touching the hem of his garment? Who's in your way? Will you press your way through the crowd, or will you sit down side the road and say, they won't, I check it out. They won't let me get Jesus. They won't in my way. But will you press the crowd to touch him for your healing? Touch him for your finances? Touch him for your children? Will you press until you get to Jesus? You know the old saying we say in Cogent, push yes. Until something happens. The woman pushed away. What a word. What a message. Oh, my God, I tell you, it was good for me to be with Pastor Mary. I tell you, I learned a lot with her and her ministry. I learned a lot just sitting in her living room. You know, it makes a difference when you are saved and you're sitting in the living room of someone else. And believing in your Jesus. Every time you sit down and start talking, it's a church service. And we had church 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. In the living room, praising our Savior. We weren't in a rush to go to bed because we was touching Jesus. And guess what? Not only did we just touch Jesus, but Jesus touched us back. Woo! I think about the psalmist. He touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul happened. And now I know that Jesus touched me, and he made me whole. Why don't you let him make you whole on tonight? Even if you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, the enemy come up against us on a daily basis, and we need a fresh touch from on high just to make it through our tears, just to make it through our heartache, just to make it. Oh, my God, I feel good down in my sanctified soul. My sister and I had been apart for a little while because she was traveling the road going south and I was traveling coming north. But thank God for the telephone, because we reached out and she said, Evangelist Pat, I was looking for your number. And I got an old telephone book. And there was the number. And I got you. I said, Pastor Mary, yes, I'm an evangelist, but I've been elevated to a pastor. She said, oh, girl, I know it was in you. I told you so. And I told her, no, Pastor Mary, I ain't be no pastor. Now, that's enough. Evangelist, as far as I'm going, she said, I told you so. I tell you, I enjoyed you, Pastor, and I know my listeners enjoyed you, Dr. Scott. I know someone had to push that one, because nowhere in the world the table could be set like this, and somebody didn't dine at this table tonight. I know somebody got blessed. A whole lot of listeners got blessed. Who's stopping you? Who's holding you? Who's in your way? Will you sit down? Will you sit down? Even blind Bartimaeus cried out. That's son of David. He couldn't make it. So he sat beside the road and cried out the more. And Jesus heard his cry. My point is, wherever you are tonight, whether you're in Spain, whether you're in Israel, anywhere Blog Talk is, you have a computer, her voice went all over the world tonight. Oh, bless his name. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Dr. Scott is now in your hand. Pastor Mary, you know I love you. I just love you. We will be talking again. I have to have you to come back for my anniversary service in October. I tell you, our next service, while I'm thinking about it, our next service will be August the 28th on a Monday night. I haven't spoken to my speaker. I think it will be Pastor Henry from Chicago, Illinois. At the same time, I changed the service, the special services with the prophets, to a Monday night because on Tuesday folks have church, Wednesday people have church, Thursday they have church, and Friday they're eating out. But most of the time, people are tired from Sunday and the weekend, and they're laid back on Monday. What better time to hear the word of God? So the next service, put it on your calendar, is August the 28th. Every two, twice. All right, we're doing June. We skip July. We catch August. We skip September. We catch October. Okay, and October will be three nights for our anniversary service. Oh, I just love the Lord. Ooh, I'm excited. Dr. Scott, help me, please.
Pastor Benjamin, we do have a prayer request. A caller coming in from 7047. Others who have a prayer request, be sure to just press one time on your phone, and then I'll open up your line. Caller 7047, do you have a prayer request?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Well, will you say your first name, please, and the nature of your request?
Jackie. Name is Jackie.
Okay.
What is your prayer request, Sister Jackie? Will you want prayer for your knee, your ankle, your head, your family? What is your prayer request?
The whole body. I need prayer for the family and the body.
Okay. Thank you. Pastor Mary?
Yes. I'm here. I'm here, Pastor Benjamin.
Yes. You're in charge of the service.
Father God, we have heard Sister Jackie's prayer request, and you said many are the afflictions of the righteous. So tonight, God, I touch and agree with Sister Jackie that you will heal her family, make them whole from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Father, I pray tonight, and I touch and agree that it is done. You're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Father, I know you can, and I know you will, because it's her faith that's going to bring them together. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we give your name the praise and the glory, and God, when she called in, she will give us a victory report. To you be the glory. Amen. God bless you, Sister Jackson. It's already done.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Pastor Benjamin, we have many callers, but they don't seem to be pressing the one. What I'll do, because I know sometimes we've had problems, I'll just open line by line and ask the persons if they have a prayer request. Caller 2188, do you have a prayer request? All right. I'm going to the next line. Caller 2789. Caller 2769, do you have a prayer request? No response. Caller 9037, do you have a prayer request? Caller 5069, do you have a prayer request?
No. I just didn't
okay,
drive
thank
the
you. Well, thank you. We're glad you're on the call. All right, caller 5793, do you have a prayer request?
Yes, I do.
And what is it? What is your request?
Just a prayer for healing.
Amen. Amen. That woman that talks about in Mark that we were talking about during the time of the word, she too wanted healing. And healing is to children's word. So tonight I want you that your faith first of all to be lifted up, because when you can say that I'm here, confession is made out of your mouth. The Bible says we have that we say life and death is in the power of the tongue. Let's look to the Lord tonight. Father, this woman of God is asking for healing. And you say it's written in your word, recorded in your word, that many, many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord will promise you will heal them all. So, Father, I touch and agree with this woman tonight that her body is healed. And the more she confesses, the more she can possess it. Father, heal her right now from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And let her confess out of her mouth that my faith tonight has made me whole. We got it already done. We give the name, praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Caller 9179, you have a prayer request or wisdom you would like to add or comments you'd like to make.
God bless you, Dr. Scott. I just enjoyed the program on today. It was absolutely a blessing, and I want to say to the speaker that God is truly sending a sound from heaven to minister to the people of God. It's a right now word. I taught a class in Delaware on Friday, and much of what was shared tonight was a part of my class. The class title
Amen.
Was Stepping Into a New Cycle of Life. And one of the things that I said to them, because oftentimes people forget stuff, let's get it and write it down, and then you look at it, and then you reread it, which is the word. Take the vision, write it down, and make it plain. And we have to oftentimes make those things plain unto ourselves, so that we can see what it is that we need to do and prepare for the change in our life. Oftentimes people say that they want to be blessed, but they don't even know how to get there, journey down the road. And so I really appreciate the word on tonight. I thank God for you. I send the anointing of God and his grace and peace upon you on tonight for sharing with us. I speak a word as you pray for everybody else, that God will just send strength even into your body, wherever you're tired, that he will renew you and continue to refresh you, that he will send a new anointing into your hands, that your body will begin to feel, your joints will begin to feel the anointing of God that is radiating through you, understanding that you're not out to pasture, but God is changing the regions of where he will send you and the doors that he will open you up to. Young people love you, even though you're older, young people love you. And so God is using you in such a time as this, where you will love them, not compromise, tell them the truth, and won't kill them. You will teach them and prepare them So many times as leaders, we don't give people the tools to make it in this world. But I thank God for what you said. I'm a big believer in writing stuff down, giving them instruction, breaking down the scripture, making it plain. You can use a whole lot of big words, but thank God for the simplicity of the word. Everything you said, none of us can miss it. There was no misunderstanding what it is that you said. And so I am grateful to you, woman of God. The anointing of God is upon you. The peace of God is upon you. Whatever it is that you may desire for God to release unto you, amen, it shall be released unto you. I pray open doors for you. I pray new doors for you that you've not been to. I pray more doors for you to go through. I pray that God will send a company of leaders and pastors that will sit at your feet and that you will pour into them and share with them from your life history and your experience on what it is that you have learned and what you have experienced in ministry, and that you will love them, because leaders are in trouble too, and they need genuine people that are going to love them, cover them no matter what their mistake, be there for them. And I believe that that grace is upon your life because of the sound that is coming out of you. So I thank God for you. Amen. I stand on the word. When you were praying for the other person for healing, I received that prayer for my healing. I desire to lose weight. I have a goal, and my goal is to lose 60 pounds by the end of this year, and that's going to make me feel good. And so I want you to agree with me in that. That what I desire, because I travel so much, I need 60 pounds off of my body to make the traveling a little bit easier.
God bless you. Right on back, woman of God. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because the race starts to go, baby. Get ready, get ready, get ready. God is elevating you and raising you up. And who don't want no trouble trying to raise you up, woman of God? Get ready, get ready, get ready. I see the race coming off. And by faith, it's already done, because when we have faith to believe in them, faith is not what we see for the rest, the rest of faith of my God's faith.
Yeah.
So this little woman of God, God is going to do it based on what it says. He said, the man knows the reason unto me. I will give them the desires of the world. God bless you, woman of God. I receive everything you've spoken tonight. You two are prophets in your own right. Get ready, get ready, get ready, woman of God. God's going to elevate you in that ministry that you've been serving in.
Yeah.
The struggle is over. Get ready for the increase. God bless you tonight.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Caller 7502, we're opening your line. Do you have a prayer request? Okay, one more. Caller 7047, do you have a prayer request? Apparently not. Well, we have gone completely down the list, and I want to thank you again, Pastor, for that inspiring and uplifting message, and now I'll turn the service back to Pastor Benjamin.
God bless you, man of God.
Amen. We thank you for being aboard with us once more.
Thank you.
And our service on tonight. Pastor Mary, special thanks. And to my own apostle, Apostle Cheryl Wade. I didn't know if she would make the call or not because she's traveling. But I tell you, that's one thing about our cell phones and our computers. They travel everywhere we go. I was delighted when I heard him call the last four numbers. I thought, uh-oh, she's on the call. Praise God. All right, we're going to let you people go in the name of the Lord. And we'll see you soon. We will not be having Sister Jackie. You can tell the saints in South Carolina we will not have our fourth Wednesday night service because we just did tonight. So I hope they weren't waiting for Wednesday night. We will not be on Wednesday night. And just know that I am on the air every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. And I'm on every first Sunday and every fourth Sunday of the month. Pastor Mary, your sermon will be played. This program will be played on the first Sunday. The recording of tonight's service will be played on the first Sunday, which is July 2nd. And while I have that up, July 2nd is our dear Dr. Scott's birthday. We praise God for him getting ready to have another birthday. But at 10 a.m. on July the 2nd, this recording from tonight will be on the air. The only bad thing about it is whoever listens cannot get to speak to our dear sister, Pastor Mary. You'll have to wait until October. Oh, bless his name, because it'll be a recording and we won't be able to open up the lines. Okay? God bless you. Is Sister Vivi on the line yet, Pastor?
I think, Sister Vivi, are you on the line? Evangelist Vivi. Are you on the line? I don't think so.
Okay. All right. We just don't want to have her on the line because we could let her sing at the closing. But since she's not on the line, we will go on and just hope next time she'll be able to sing a song for her sister and for the people of God. All right, Dr. Scott, will you close us out with a song? And you all can hang up whenever you feel like.
God bless you tonight.
Bless you, Pastor. Love you, darling. Love you,
love
you.
Love you.
Ah, not long. Smooches. Oh, bless his name.
How to reach the masses, men of every third form and after.
Right now at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory, save 50 to 70% off everything in stores and online. That's right, 50 to 70% off everything. Celebrate the 4th with dresses from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. And at Gap Factory stores, tees start at $4.99. Plus, save an extra 40% off clearance. Hail in Tuesday. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop us online. Right now at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory, save 50 to 70% off everything in stores and online. That's right, 50 to 70% off everything. Celebrate the 4th with dresses from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. And at Gap Factory stores, tees start at $4.99. Plus, save an extra 40% off clearance. Hail in Tuesday. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop us online.